Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls. We are your IndyCar experience.
It is season 3, episode 35. What do you say, Ab? Let's warm up the tires.
Let's do it. So this week we've got a little bit of news. Mm-hmm. We're also going to chat about the W Series.
Yeah, because shit happened and we were just way too busy to talk about it.
We were. There was a lot going on in IndyCar. And then we have our shit we didn't make up, the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. And then our woman of the week is Shalina Moreta.
Yeah. So let's just dive right in. So big news. Well, not big news, actually. Kind of light. The Bathurst 1000. You know, Hinch and Rossi go down under.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
To the land down under. They did not.
But they finished 19th, so that's respectable.
It is.
I mean, they finished the race.
They did. They were down two laps, but they did finish. So. They did. And that is quite an accomplishment in any endurance race.
Especially one that has the mountain, okay?
And Hell's Corner.
Yeah. If your track has the phrase the mountain, Hell's Corner, it's bad news bears.
Yeah, it is. It's a hell of a track.
Yeah, but the Penske Supercar team of Scott McLaughlin and Alex Premat, they won.
Oh, good for them.
I think they are the ones who take part in the Penske games as well. They've got those two drivers that everybody's like, huh? That's
who is that?
Who are these randos? That's them. That's the winner. Yes. So they won.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we also have some IMSA news.
Yeah, the IMSA season is over, too.
It is. They just finished at Road Atlanta for Petit Le Mans.
Petit Le Mans. Real quick, because actually, well, only one of the people who won, Petit, we know. So the Cadillac DPI of Whelan Engineering, they won the DPI. Rizzi Competizione, the Ferrari, won GTLM. BMW of Turner Motorsports won the GTD, and the Orca LMP2 of PR1 Matheson Motorsports won the LMP2, and that actually had Dalton Kellett as a driver. So,
well, that's awesome.
There's a name we know.
Yep, there's a name we know. Very cool. There were a lot of other names in the race that we know.
Yeah.
They just not in a winning car. So the Penske number 7 had Elio Castroneves and Graham Rahal. They came in third. The Penske 6 had Juan Pablo Montoya and Simon Pagenaud. They came in fourth. Chip Ganassi, of course, had Scott Dixon. And that car actually came in second in their class.
Yeah.
BMW team RLL had Herta, and they came in third in their class.
Yeah. Good showing.
Very good showing.
Yeah. Chip's other car with Bourdais, he was 8th in the GT. They're the GTD class. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Junkos, they were 10th in the DPI class, and both Piggott and Rene Binder were driving.
Good for them.
Sorry, took a little wine sip there. I really enjoyed my shorthand. I just wrote MSR women.
Yes, I enjoy that as well.
Yeah, you know, the Heinreicher women's group. They came in 7th in their class. So that
good
was
for them. I mean,
not a bad showing really for them overall.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And then we rounded out with the Aim Vassar Sullivan car that came in 11th, and it had Aaron Tielitz and Townsend Bell.
T-Bell and Tielitz. Oh my God,
How have we not done that? I also feel like they'd be super fun together.
Like, I
have like
imagine,
a big brother, little brother feel.
Like, I feel like that's a fun car to drive it.
I do too. And I feel like they're just always kind of cutting up, laughing, fucking around. Like, I mean, I feel like they're very serious on track, but when they're out of the car, they just slip right into just hanging out mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, if you recall, from the Rolex 24-hour where Townsend Bell got something like, I don't know, 14 hours of sleep.
That just solidifies my theory because he can clearly relax so quickly. I mean, the man can sleep better than I can. And that is saying something.
It just like, to this day, it will tickle me forever when, like, he came and he was like, oh, yeah, man, I got about, like, a good 8 hours of sleep, and we're both just sleep-deprived. What?
I mean, cold. I wasn't... Oh, and there were so many opportunities that morning for me to be upset at our situation, and I was positive for a long, long time, and I really, even when we left, we were cold and wet, but it wasn't, it was okay, right. Until I heard Townsend Bell say that he got 8 hours of sleep, and then all of my rage.
Just directed right at Townsend Bell.
Yeah, and I remember we just looked at each other, and I was like, fuck you, Townsend. Fuck
we just
you.
Totally were like, fuck you, Townsend Bell. How
and
do you...
You're 8 hours
eight
of sleep.
8 hours of sleep. Get out of here.
GTFOH.
Mm-hmm. But they did. So IMSA's over. So they're champions. So Penske, the Penske LMPE won. And so that's the one with Dane Cameron and Juan.
Yes.
And sometimes Simon Pagino sits as their third driver.
That is correct. So good for them.
Very nice. The MSR other car. Not the ladies. They won the GTD class, so that's pretty cool for Meyer Shank.
That is. They had a strong season.
They really did. Yeah.
All right. Well, next up on the schedule this coming weekend at IMS is the Chris Griffiths Memorial Test.
Yay! It's the Road to Indy kiddos kind of get out there, and some of them get to drive in for the first time in these cars.
Yeah. So there's some new drivers, some returning drivers. Should be a good time. They will use the road course.
Yep.
The drivers also have an educational driver development component to the weekend as well.
So this is kind of they're doing something a little new with this weekend. They're adding some like...
CEs.
Yeah, basically. The kiddos get CEs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, that's basically what it is. Yeah.
You guys thought that you didn't have to do school over the weekend. Fooled you.
Oh, I hope it's on computers. I hope it's e-learnings, just like the rest of us have to do in the real world.
Some of us don't get to do e-learnings a lot.
Well,
I
have to do them far too much.
All of ours basically have to be in person. It's a whole thing.
They offered a, because I'm in the process of doing all my annuals, they have a test out option on a lot of them, which is fantastic because, like, I should just be able to prove that I know the information. And if I already know it, then I shouldn't have to learn about it again.
See, I think that for like medical personnel, like I think like 95% of that should be like able to test out. Like every now and then, they should be like, well, why don't we just take like a refresher or a what's new?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fine. Like we do that for ACLS and CPR and all that business. Like, yeah, you got to re-up every couple of years. And that's fine. But yeah, I should be able to test out. And I'm glad that that's an option this year.
Yeah. Some of us just have to sit through lectures on anything law related.
Does that makes me suicidal.
Does it have anything to do with my current job? Nope. Does it really like it? It doesn't affect 95% of the lawyers in practice. I sat in a 1 hour lecture by a guy who did like covert ops in Iraq. And that counted for a law CLE because he was like also the adjunct general or something like that. I'll never use that information in my damn life, but I got credit for it.
Well, at least it was interesting.
Yeah, but most of them aren't that cool.
Yeah, I can imagine not.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway.
This has been CE moment.
CEs, yes. So they're doing CEs that weekend. But yeah, we will we'll be out there, so.
Yeah, I think the Saturday for a bit at least, right?
Yes, definitely Saturday.
Yeah, I think you got...
I've got a wedding on Sunday. I do.
Which is fine. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't mean to sound that accusatory. I was just making sure I had your schedule memorized.
You do. Awesome. You do.
No, like, unless I've missed it, no real, like, silly season stuff, which means something will break when this drops.
Yep, it will. Yep. Something will break Wednesday. Definitely.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see.
Was the recent letting go, was that discussed in the Motorsports Council? Is that public?
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
Okay. I mean, we talk about that, but there's really not much to say.
That's true. Allenser Jr. put out a tweet thanking Mike Harding and basically saying that he's not going to be with Harding Steinbrenner any longer.
So, I mean, it's... They're merging with Andretti, so there's definitely going to be some people being cut. That sucks that it's Al, but
it does.
He'll find something just as well. I know he will. I have faith.
I do too. Yeah. I think he'll find a home somewhere. So yeah. He's made some mistakes, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So
yeah,
we'll see.
All right. On to the W series.
So, you know, they finished their first season. I thought we could kind of just chat about it for a few moments.
Did it accomplish what it set out to do? Do we have to eat crow?
Yeah. So just kind of going back, you know, what happened. So obviously we actually, I think this was like our fourth episode ever. Like that was when like rumors and whispers kind of started about it.
Yes.
But it wasn't until October. So about a year, almost a year ago. Oh, wow. Yeah. Almost a year ago. It officially launched. They had their first race in May. They finished their season and actually they've started their selection for their second season. I haven't heard anything about that yet. So
I have not either. Yeah.
Kind of gleaming from their website, they talked about, you know, really what they were there for is to provide this experience and opportunity for current female drivers or women drivers to go with the W, and also increase this sort of awareness and general role models for younger female drivers. So it's kind of, they don't have like a set definitive mission statement. It's all like loosey goosey, which kills me inside.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, so,
and I mean, you know, everybody, like, I mean, like us, for instance, it's like, okay, well, experience and opportunity don't pay my bills.
Okay. I mean, although the, you know, they all got funding. So, but anyway.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. I put the top 10 in here, but I feel like we ran down a lot of them when it finished. But the top three, I guess, would be a good one to start is Jamie Chadwick, Betsky Visser, and Alice Powell. And the top 12 all got automatic re-ups for the 2020 season. And Catherine Legg is in the running to be in the 2020 season.
She is.
So I don't know. There's like six races. They raced with DTM. There's been discussion of hooking up in one of a race. I don't know what race in America. I saw some recent news about that. So, yeah. First season is done. Did it make a difference? Kind of struggling with the question of, like, end of the day, did it help or did it hinder?
I mean, I don't know that it did either.
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, I hate to say that the data is inconclusive, but it is because, you know, looking at like the top three, Jamie and Allison, actually Betsky to an extent also already kind of had like a resume.
Yeah. And a semi-successful career.
So it was, yeah, it's kind of like, okay, you know, if they're, you know, like their Google search analytics, it did trend up, but it wasn't like, like it went from like 0 to 100. It was already above 0 for the most part.
Yeah. Well, and I just think, you know, as many tweets as I see about motorsports, I would say maybe 5% of the tweets we saw in the last year were about the W series.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, by all the algorithms, as much as we focus on women doing cool things in motorsports and motorsports in general, we should have seen a million of them.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. I think they're still struggling on that end.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as opportunity, you know, Chadwick is, I'm going to get this wrong. It's the Aston Martin, there's four initials. Anyway, like the Aston Martin Young Driver of the Year award. So she's a finalist for that. And I think that does have to do with her W series, because that's what she was exclusively this year. But, you know, she's gotten a couple of opportunities. Alice Powell's gotten a couple of opportunities. I didn't see anything with Visser though.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't either. So I don't know that it's really done a lot.
No. I mean, but at the same point, I don't think it's hurt.
Think it's hurt anything. Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess what they were shown in over 50 countries. Their TV market is expanding for next season. So that's a positive sign. Plus, I think, yeah, they're part, the top 8 finalists in the W series will actually earn points to their FIA super license. So that's something.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just, you know, it's almost too soon to tell, but I, you know, we still have something to kind of chat about because it's a big deal. And I mean, Catherine Legg, that to me is kind of a big sign though.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see how she does next season.
Well, and that she even was like,
part of this.
Yeah. I hate to hang it all on like, well, if Catherine Legg is doing it, it must be perfect. But you know, she's got, you know, the racing pedigree. She's been, you know, full-time at IMSA. She's done, I always get it wrong. Is it Formula E? She does something similar to that. I can't remember today.
I don't remember. She's done a little bit of everything, though.
She's done a little bit of everything, well, and she's had full-time in IMSA.
Yeah. So, I trust her judgment.
I do. I trust her judgment. So, I think that's also kind of a big statement that it's at least trending more positive than negative, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, our biggest, a lot of people's biggest fear was that this was just going to be a show pony thing where they would like, you know, pre-race would be them in cute little outfits and, you know, this, you know, I hate to use the word feminist in this term, but like the feminist greatest nightmare of like turning them into this almost sexualized object. And from what I can tell, they never really did that.
No, they really didn't, which... Yeah, I'm very happy about.
God, yes. God, yes.
Yeah, very happy that didn't happen.
Yeah, poor, I think everybody is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess as far as that's concerned, we have to eat a little bit of crow, because I think there was a lot of concern at the front end, but...
That's true.
I'm happy that it's not, and it... At the end of the day, they got to be in race cars for a while, and they got... You know, everybody got some money. Now, granted, it's not a lot. It won't buy a seat, but it's something.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
It's true. So, no, I tend to agree. I mean, I don't think it hindered anything by any means. But yeah, I think season one, it's a little too early to tell. And I think that Catherine Legg being associated, much like Shea Holbrook last year, it's, you know.
Yeah.
They aren't known for pandering.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a good sign, and hopefully after season two we see a little bit more clear-cut benefits.
Yeah, it'd be nice if, I don't know how they need to, I think, work a little bit better on increasing the awareness, but they also have like a very short season.
They do. Yeah, because it's not that many races.
No, and it was like May to August, 6 races, so there's so much time in between that it's kind of hard to up that momentum. I think they need to work on their social media game.
They do need to work on their social media game.
Call us. We can help. It's fine.
It's true. We are happy to consult.
Yes.
It's pay what me. We do.
please pay me. Although speaking of Shay, I'm still flabbergasted that she, like, didn't do as well.
I know. I really am, too.
Like... I'm still like, what happened?
I know. Mm. Yeah, that surprised me as well. But
so we'll see. Yeah, it is inconclusive, but you know, it's kind of a bigger deal. So yeah,
it is. It is. So hopefully, yeah. I saw a tweet from them today, asking if people, you know, what people thought their liver issue should be for next year. And there was some decent engagement on that. They're, you know, picking up the social media game a little bit.
Oh, good. Good for them.
Yeah. So, said they would like to see a car that was like blue and green. They were like, too often pink is associated with girls. And I was like, Preach.
Like, that's true. Did they have, I thought it was like a magenta.
It was, but it was like they had magenta and then they had a purple and it just, yeah. I mean, they had the like neon yellow, which I enjoy, but it, you know, just felt like it was like pink and purple and something else.
And then yellow, because it's bright and sunshiny. I will kick you out. Sorry. I don't, she's the vet today, and so she's all sorts of cranky pants.
Oh, so, poor baby.
Ah, she's fine. And now she's shut up. Oh. All right. Now that I've walked the dog out of my room.
Oh, all right. On to our favorite section.
Shit, we didn't make up.
There we go. I was just gonna let you say it since we never seem to line up when we're over the phone.
No, we never do.
We never do. Okay. So, all right. This week we are discussing Pikes Peak International Hill Climb,
the race to the clouds.
It is a 12.42-mile track that climbs 4,720 feet in Colorado.
Which, first of all, I want to go back to the name, the race to the clouds. It feels like Mario Kart.
It does.
It might actually be a Mario Kart track. I don't know. It's been long enough since I've played. I can't remember.
That seems plausible.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. 4,720 feet.
Yeah.
That's high.
Dang.
Like a 7.2% grade. Like, whoa.
Yeah, you're in the mountains. Yes. Over 156 turns.
Which, having driven in the mountains, that's a lot of, I think, and I've stared at it, there's some, like, switchbacks, which I was like, oh, God, switchbacks.
Ooh. Yeah, that's got to be a beast.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It was initially both gravel and paved, but as of August 2011, it's now all paved.
You know, there's just part of me that doesn't want to hit a gravel section where I'm going up a hill on a
or down a hill.
Well, that's true. I think you just go up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But still, you got what comes up must come down.
Yeah. I'm like, you're going to have to go back down at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want to hit that all of a sudden be on gravel.
No, that does not sound like fun to me.
No, thank you.
Nope. It has had a self-sanctioned race since 1916.
It just started with some fools who wanted to drive up the hill.
I mean, I get it. Like, I've always thought it'd be fun to drive there.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it is, basically. People are like, this would be really cool. And then they go, what if we made it a race? And somebody else was like, that's a great idea. I'll get a trophy.
Yeah. I bet my car's faster. I bet it's not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how everything starts with racing. I bet my car's faster. I bet it's not.
Yep, pretty much.
Actually, I think that's the plot for the Ford versus Ferrari movie.
That's exactly the plot.
That's exactly the plot.
I bet it's not.
I bet my car's faster. Bet.
Bet. Oh, they've had various classes, cars, motorcycles. They have approximately 130 competitors each year.
Yeah, and they have like random ass cat like classes. So like there's like cars and motorcycles are like the big two, but then they're like electric car, like old school roadster car. And I'm like,
I love it. Man. This is so what you're saying is there's peepaws at this race.
I was just about to say, you know, the Peepaw Brigade is out in full force for this race.
Oh, yeah. There's just peepaws all over Colorado.
Just peepaws up and down the mountain.
Peepaws in force.
Peepaws and like little clumps of peepaws as you go up the mountain. That's going to tickle me for a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. The Unsers are all over the winner's table. Louis Unser, Bobby, Al Jr., and Robbie.
Oh, a lot. A lot of Unsers.
A lot of Unsers.
A lot of Unsers. But they're from, well, are they?
New Mexico.
They're from New Mexico. So that's a corner state.
Yeah, it's close.
Isn't New Mexico is a four corner state, as is Colorado?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is not a geography podcast, but I think that they both are. So there you go.
I think you're correct.
Also, Mario Andretti raced and won this race in 1969. I did not see AJ Foyt's name.
Wow. I'm surprised by that.
I am too. But then again, I can also see him going like, nah, I'm fine.
Right. Like, I'm good.
No, thank you. Cool. It's fine, guys.
He's like, no, I'm from Texas. We're different kinds of ranchers than those people in Colorado. It's not for me.
No, thank you. The air is too thin up there for me.
Right. Oh.
Which, you know, speaking of AJ, I recall, I don't know if you recall a discussion we had when we were at the windscreen testing about how, like, drivers nowadays are very lithe and, like, thin and you know.
Yes.
But damn, AJ was thick.
Yeah, even as a driver, he was a little thick.
He was. No, you look at some of those, and he gets out the car, and I'm like, damn!
Yeah. He, I don't believe he had any kind of special competition diet that he stayed on during the season.
I think it was just called regular diet.
I mean, the man still eats breakfast at Charlie Brown's, okay? Like, he's eaten like that for decades, and he's not changing now.
Not changing now. They're like, you know what? If you, like, switch to, like, a high-protein, low-fat diet, da-da-da, and I can just see him going, no.
No.
Just walking away.
Right.
Bring me my biscuits and gravy and bacon.
And eggs.
And eggs. I mean,
farmer's breakfast, baby.
He's a rancher, okay? Man knows.
Right. He's got to build up a strength for fighting off killer bees.
Or back in the day, other drivers.
Other drivers, yeah.
Maybe we should take the Vangina up Pike's Peak.
Yeah. Find out if there's any tunnels, because if not, we're putting the flamingo on top.
Nope, there's no tunnels.
Yes. I'm game.
We'll enter that, and then we'll enter, like, the all-female, like, desert rally, but not in a rally car, just in the Vangina with the flamingo.
Yeah, I'm 100% down for it.
Okay. Cool.
Although for the desert, we honestly could do the Beamer and just strap the flamingo to the back, have the top down.
I mean, we don't, I mean, we're going to basically be going from point A to point B. We're not going to be needing to pack everything.
Yeah, no, it's just a quick drive.
We'll just, we're going to have to remember that we don't need to pack everything.
That is always the struggle.
That really is for us.
That is always a struggle. Well, and yeah, this, yeah, I've already been thinking about, you know, how much bedding and clothing is needed for the Rolex. Oh, so many layers.
It's October, and I appreciate that both of us have already started to think about, okay.
Oh, I've already started a pile of things that need to go to Daytona.
I mean, I'll start a list. Everything's up in the garage right now.
Well, you know, I had to pull shit out of the van since we, like, went through it and divvied shit up, and so it was like, okay, this goes in the closet because I don't need it, like, until March or April, and then it's like, oh, wait, okay, you don't go in the back of the closet because I'm going to need you in 3 months.
You go in the front part of the closet.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fun race, though.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And we're going to pull another 24 hours, so.
Well, I mean, it's because we can't. Like, we can't sleep with all those cars.
I mean, we can't sleep anyway, so we might as well pull a Penske and stay up all night long, which I really did enjoy the progression of our photos throughout the night. That was my favorite part. The hourly photo.
I appreciate, like, the first three were, like, us up in the stands, like, bright and chipper, and then you fast forward to about 17 hours later, and it's just, like, we're wet, we're cold, we're in, like, rain gear now, and we're, like...
Somebody called me out on Twitter for how shitty I looked. I think it was Angie. So, fuck you, Angie. Yeah, I was like, also, whoa.
Damn it, it had been raining for 12 hours at that point.
Yeah. I was like, hey, now. I haven't slept in days, is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, okay. That was a good time. And if you missed out on all of our pictures, it's because you're not following us on our social media. So make sure to check out our social media in addition to enjoying our lovely voices. You can find links to everything on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. We're also on Instagram, @fastcarsfastgirls, on Twitter, @fastcarsand317, and Facebook. You can find us by searching Fast Cars Fast Girls in your Facebook search bar. You can also sign up for our email list, We will not email you more than once a week. We promise. Think you swear, because we hate annoying emails as much as you do. But while you're on our website, you can listen, you can subscribe, or you can find us on any podcast app and subscribe there. So make sure you subscribe so you get all of our updates for new episodes, and that you rate, interview, and share us with your friends and family.
And spoiler alert, now that I have a working computer again, I'm going to actually like redo the newsletter so we will have cool things, not just the blogs that will start back up again, but some funner things on there maybe, hopefully, if I figure out what I'm doing.
All right. So sign up now.
The theme of FCFG, if I figure out what I'm doing, it'll be cool.
Right?
There's the Google for it.
Once I figure this out, it'll be awesome.
And then you'll all be sorry. Wait.
No, that's not how this manifesto ends.
Speak for yourself.
You're like, first off, that's how everything in my life ends. And then you'll all be sorry.
How do I end every text to you?
It's like, enjoy hell? No.
No, that too. Remember how people can put like the little, like you can put a signature on a text? Maybe that's what I just put. And then you will all be sorry. I'm like, thanks, Dad. And then you will all be sorry.
We should start reading fortune cookies with "and then you will all be sorry" at the end. You know how people play the, you read a fortune cookie and you say in bed or in grandma's bathtub or something along those lines?
Oh, I have not heard of grandma's bathtub.
Oh, grandma's bathtub is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like we should also add "and then you will all be sorry" because now they're much more positive statements, like, you're going to learn how to, like, coexist with all of your problems, and then you will all be sorry. It works.
Yeah. A bright smile is the quickest way to make friends, and then you will all be sorry.
Yep. You're all welcome.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's how I'm opening fortune cookies from here on out.
Yes.
I actually hate that fortune cookies aren't fortunes anymore. It's just a statement. Like, both of those we just gave, that's a statement. That's not a fortune.
Tell me I'm going to meet that dark, mysterious man that I keep trying to find.
Yeah, like anything. I don't expect them to be true, but I do expect them to be fortunes and not just random statements.
Not just like happy-go-lucky, look here, fortune cookie. I'm eating Chinese food, most likely from a takeout.
I mean, obviously.
Let's lower our expectations about who's opening fortune cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, China walk number one, it's okay. I'm not going to judge you on the veracity of the fortunes.
There is no lawsuit that I, you know, reasonably relied upon my fortune cookie, because the judge is going to look at me and go, taking that bar number.
Yeah, that's 100% what's going to happen.
Yeah, so you're cool. It's fine. Anyway, we've gone far afield.
We have. Yep, we got off the track there a little bit.
Oh, well, it happens. We dropped a wheel or two.
We did. All right. Well, into our woman of the week. Mm-hmm. So this is Shalina Moreta, and she's kind of a badass.
Kind of a badass. Like a professional motorcycle rider. Already racer and rider.
Yes. Both. Professional motorcycle racer. She competes in the United States, China, Qatar, Japan, and Europe.
Qatar. Like Qatar, man.
Yeah. She grew up racing dirt bikes on her family ranch. Ooh, I'd love to see her and Spencer Pigot go toe-to-toe.
How do we make this happen?
I don't know. Is Brie back from Iceland?
I think she is.
Okay.
Yep. We've got our 2020 goal. I think we can make this happen.
Right?
I haven't
like texted her since May, so it should be fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine. No, we saw her at other races. It's fine.
Well, I know, but I'm saying I haven't, like, texted her. I haven't, like, blown up her phone since May.
Oh, well, it's definitely fine, then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we just have
this needs to happen.
We just need to figure out how to get in touch with Shalina.
Very true.
She's got a Twitter. It's fine. We'll DM her. I'm sure her DMs are open.
I actually already emailed her PR person. I mean, not about a dirt bike race specific. Just about other things, but yeah. But once we hear back, be sure to drop the dirt bike race idea.
Hey!
Now that I've got your attention.
Quick cue for you to A. Okay. Well, some career highlights. This podcast is devolving. It's not even, this is gonna be our shortest one too. She was the first woman to compete in the Suzuka endurance race. I didn't look that up. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She won the LARRS Qatar Women's Championship.
Yes. I think, I don't know what that stands for.
I don't either.
I'm real clear with that. She is the first female to race in a motorcycle at IMS.
Very cool.
I had to put motorcycle in the notes because people are like, yeah, the first woman to race at the IMS. And I was like, technically?
Technically, no.
Woman to race in a motorcycle, which is fine, but first woman to race in a motorcycle.
Yes. She was also the first woman to race in a motorcycle on China's Zhuhai International Circuit.
Zhuhai? Sounds good to me.
I mean, the little bit I know about pronunciation of Chinese words comes from my chemistry TA in college.
I was about, nope, don't make that joke. She's also the
Sean Huang. He was a Jeff Gordon fan, so he wanted us to call him Gordy.
I was going to say, what was his Americanized name?
Gordon, but you can call me Gordy. And I was like, I first hand shot right up, and I said, why?
Question,
follow-up question. Why Gordon? And he turns and just as like sweetly as could be, because I write Jeff Gordon. It's like, okay.
All right, cool.
I'll allow it.
Sounds good, man. Oh God. She, way off track today without Hinch and Rossi.
I know it.
It's not TM'd. I can say the words off track together. The first female to race in the Harley Davidson XR 1200 series.
Wow.
That just sounds badass. Anytime
it
you're like,
does.
Harley Davidson, I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
We got a badass.
I'm impressed. We got a badass. Certifiable. That's awesome. She also won the Grand National Amateur Flat Track Women's Championship.
In a motorcycle.
In a motorcycle.
I'm just going to start adding that too. Something also really cool that kind of came about when I was looking things up is that she has, like, it's called the She, so SHE apostrophe Z, Shez, She's, I don't know.
Yep.
Moto Camp. So it's a 2-day camp that's really, it's only for other female riders. And so it pulls in all of these female riders from the country, and they have 2 days where they do a lot of, like, technique drills and networking and, like, even, like, the mechanics of the damn bike.
That is awesome.
Like, that's walking the walk and talking the talk.
That is. No, that's something very cool that she does off track.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I do too. Fun fact is that she is also a cover girl.
I didn't know what other words to use. And I died a bit when I wrote that.
I know.
But that's, so it was, it's been a couple of years, but it was when CoverGirl started, and it continues to do, like, they're, like, you know, like, it's not just, like, I'm a model and that's all that I do, but, like, it was her and, like, the other woman who was in this campaign was, like, a fitness, like, a super fitness, like, a nutrition trainer, so really cool that they had this female motorcycle champion as, like, a CoverGirl.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really like that. I think that's very cool that the cover girl did that because yeah, it's like, no, regular people and women that are badasses and yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It kind of goes back to this whole, like, you can do all of this, like, traditional male stuff, but still, like, be feminine and, you know, the two aren't mutually exclusive is what I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah, they definitely aren't. So.
Very cool.
But yeah, I think that's cool. I love the camp that she does.
I know. Like, a lot of people, and some people aren't in the position to do it, but, like, she obviously is in the position where she can help and kind of support other women in this way, and that's just great.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome that she has the ability and that she has the desire to, you know, to help out young racers and yeah, help them work on their skills, help them network, just become better racers, better team members. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, because, yeah, there's a lot of people who talk about doing stuff, but then do very little.
Yeah. And then, but then to say like, no, actually, like I'm backing up what I'm saying with action. That's just great.
It really is. So,
yeah.
Well, hopefully we get to see her at the track next year.
That's true.
Since we're going to have motorcycles back at IMS.
Do you remember what weekend it was though? I feel like it was close to conflicting with something.
Was it September maybe?
I don't remember. Damn it.
Maybe October?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Somebody sing the Jeopardy thing. As I'm Googling, I just put Google in the Google. I can't do this. I just like lost myself and put Google in the Google search bar. It was a Google
exception. Did you not have enough coffee today?
I did have coffee today.
That is a Googleception.
Come on, give me the dates. Oh, that's why. You ready?
What?
August 21st to the 23rd.
Oh.
It's the same weekend as Gateway.
Why would they do that?
The other big mitten. I'm going to give somebody the IMS a piece of my mind.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Come on.
Ugh.
That's all right. My sister will go and be our special correspondent. She apparently loves motorcycle racing. Didn't know that.
You know, I'm not surprised by that at all. That really seems to fit your sister.
I don't think I ever like thought that she would like be like, no, I guess went when it was at the IMS and I was like, okay.
Really?
Didn't know this.
You know, I mean, like, I wouldn't have put it together when you say it. Like, I'm not shocked. I can 100% see your sister in a leather jacket on a bike.
Well, it's because she has leather jackets.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it does seem to fit her personality.
It does.
So, well, good. I'm glad she can be our correspondent.
I mean, I'm not going to get her. Maybe I'll see what I can do for a discounted ticket. Anyway.
I mean,
depends on how much I love her at the time. Let's be real clear about that.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah. All right. We have. I think we got to white flag this.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. What you got?
I am excited that we get to see cars this weekend at the Chris Griffiths Memorial Test because, you know, we start to get twitchy if we don't see cars.
It's true. We really do. I would say that's pretty much my white flag as well. I'm excited as well. I hope that we have some good weather.
I think we're supposed to.
Yeah, I think we are. So I hope that forecast stays the same. So, yeah, a nice fall weekend in the sun, watching some cars on track. Should be a nice way to spend a Saturday.
About time for me to find me adult beverage or five.
Yeah, some Natty Light seltzers. I don't know. I might get crazy.
Hell, we might get the last vestiges of the natties.
Oh, they're going to be available year-round. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah, no, somebody tweeted at them and asked if they were going to be seasonal, and they were like, absolutely not.
Well, that's going to be a great Christmas.
Oh, it really is. It really is. Unlike Limeritas that only did the cranberry at Christmas and then stopped altogether. I'm still pissed off at you, Bud Light.
You're dead to me, Bud Light.
Yeah, they were the best. I don't know why you get rid of your best product.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But Natty, they're just making me happy every day. Everything they come out with, I'm loving it. I never thought that I'd say that about Natural Light.
I know. Oh, God.
I used to judge people for drinking it, but you know what? I stand corrected.
Because, well, it's a pink can with flamingos. We didn't think it'd be this great, but look at us now.
But it is, so... All right, well, come to the track, come see us, and bring you some natties.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Bye.